Welcome back to the Gus Bradley Show. And this week, Gus, you got a Cincinnati's Bengals team that started out hot. Then they had a little bit of a stretch where they struggled a little bit. And then now all of a sudden after this game against the Baltimore Ravens, it appears their defense is playing very well again.
They are. You know, I think it takes some time, to really get around each of the guys and know the responsibilities. I know the defensive coordinator there does a really good job with teaching fundamentals and really stuck to it, and now it's paying dividends, especially this past week.
Well, and they had a nice goal line stand, and one guy that appears to be kind of regaining some of his form as defensive tackle, Geno Atkins, who tore his ACL last year. Great coverage here, obviously, because Flacco's trying to find somebody, and then Atkins gets the sack.
Well, it's really, good overall play on two folds. One, the back end, the secondary does a great job plastering, which gives Geno time to really stay alive in the rush. Keeps his hands active, keeps his body active, and eventually gets to the quarterback.
And nobody is probably better in the National Football League at getting the deep ball than the Baltimore Ravens. But not only did they prevent the deep ball in this game against the Ravens, but they also took the ball away. Linebacker Emmanuel Lemur is the one who gets the interception here on this deep attempt. I believe it's to Torrey Smith.
Right. Does it do a great job. This looks like a cover two concept right here. Corner's a flat defender, hook player right in the middle. He makes the pick. Mike linebacker carries it over to the backside safety. Really good spacing on all their coverages, and this play shows that.
Well, 9 interceptions on the year as a defense, which is a very strong number, and it wasn't just limited to this one against the Ravens. Adam Jones, formerly known as Pac-Man at the bottom of the screen here, what a great jam he gets making this interception.
Well, really physical at the line of scrimmage, and it disrupts the whole play, disrupts the timing of the play, and, he gets an opportunity for a great pick.
Well, I like Adam Jones. I like him better as Adam Jones instead of Pac-Man. He's kind of cleaned himself up. He's matured a little bit. Let's flip over to the Bengals offense. A lot of conversation all year long about A.J. Green, and I know that A.J. Green may play, may not play, and it's too early to say at this point, but one guy that's really stepped up for them is a guy by the name of Mohamed Sanu, who's averaging over 15 yards a catch.
Boy, he's very talented. And sometimes, as we talked before about when one guy goes down, another guy steps up. And he got a chance to be the number one receiver, and boy, has he really made do on his opportunities.
Well, they already lost Marvin Jones, another wide receiver, to season-ending ankle surgery. This is a fantastic catch by Sanu, one-handed.
It really is. Great athleticism. And not just this game now. He's averaging, over 15 yards a catch, and so has done this really throughout the year.
I like also his ability to adjust on the fly. He's at the bottom of the screen here. And one thing I've kind of noticed about Andy Dalton, and he did this with A.J. Green, and he's doing it with Mohamed Sanu, even if the guy appears covered, he's going to throw it up because he has confidence in that receiver.
He really does. One of Andy Dalton's things, and you talk about Andy Dalton, is his accuracy. Very accurate. But he'll take chances here. This one right here, gives his receivers a chance to make a play, throws it up to him. Big play occurs.
And he only has been sacked 4 times. Our offensive line doing a good job. And part of not getting sacked is his ability to evade pressure in the pocket. He's got nice pocket presence. Same exact play on this long completion, and this is just a look at the end zone copy.
Yeah, really good poise. Trust the offensive line in front. Takes a hit right at the end. But, has great awareness of the rush that shows with only being sacked 4 times.